The Northwest Arctic Borough's Village Improvement Fund could start distributing money for local projects this year. A group of representatives from each of the 11 borough communities met this week in Kotzebue to define criteria for the projects.
It can't be directed toward one entity or one person. It has to be something that's sustainable and it is shared with all the community.
Hiram Walker is the capital projects manager for the fund. He says the fund is currently at $12 million. It was set up last year as part of a 10-year agreement between the borough and Tech Resources, which operates the Red Dog Mine. Tech is contributing $4 to $8 million to the Village Improvement Fund each year out of zinc mine's profits. Walker says the fund will provide not only a reliable funding source to communities where outside money is scarce, but also local autonomy.
We'll be able to hire local. We'll be able to buy material from whom we want to buy it from. It's a government thing, but it doesn't have very many strings attached.
So far, Walker says, Deering is the farthest along in putting together a proposal specifically for piped drinking water. Selawik and Ambler are also hoping to receive funds in the first round. Selawik VIF Commissioner Tanya Ballett says her community is hopeful to get funds to either complete a new store, construct a new landfill, or improve water and sewer. Ambler Mayor and VIF Commissioner Morgan Johnson says his community's priorities include water and sewer improvements, addressing high energy costs, and a lack of adequate housing. But deciding what to focus on will be a group effort.
People will have to come in, sit down and work things out as a community. Everybody get in one mind and just say, hey, what's the most important thing that the town needs right now? And go for it.
Whatever they end up choosing, Johnson says the program is a big help.
It's pretty smart move for Tech to help borough in any ways to help alleviate struggling communities that don't have funding of any source.
Tech will contribute $8 million to the fund in 2018 based on their 2017 profits. Once the commission has nailed down specific criteria, it will start to look at community project proposals.